On the air tonight's playoff game against Weimer is made possible by Trade Winds Physical Therapy, Continuous Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Quality. Oh, sorry, Market Reality, Quality Glass, Kiki Egg Farm, Larry Poppy Construction, Brenham Collision Center, Royal Flush Plumbing, Dahlman and Associates, Cody Farms, Matches Guys, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizens State Bank, PNC Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Glenn College, BBM Patrick Steele, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Daryl TP, Kate and Trent, CBR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton National Bank, Tylerman Construction, Pelzer Toyota, J&J Packing, First Baptist Church in Burton, Washington Animal Clinic, Sandro Arbor Care, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with you with Alex Myers and Daryl Kiki and the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Good evening, everybody. We are back here in Waller, Texas for game two of this best 2 out of 3 series. Last night, the Burton Lady Panthers fell to the Weimer Lady Cats by a final score of 7-3. Weimer picking up the victory in game one. The Burton Lady Panthers have their work cut out for them here tonight, as they must win this game to keep this series going and forcing a game three tomorrow Saturday here in Waller at 1 o'clock. But the story at hand here is we've got a rematch of yesterday's matchup between the Burton Lady Panthers, who come in with a 21-5 overall record, and the Weimer Lady Cats with an 18-9 overall record. I've got Daryl Kiki to my left today. We decided to switch it up, see if we could, you know, change the mojo. But, Daryl, how was the trip in for you?
You know, once we got on this side of Chapel Hill, I thought I was in Houston. We were, you know, could drive 90 coming to Chapel Hill, and then you get there and this way, and you're going down to 30 and stuff. But other than that, great trip. Great night for ball. Wind is blowing pretty crazy from left field to right field. You know, going to have to allow for the wind on that, on fly balls and pop-ups. But the biggest thing is we have to come out here and take charge. You know, we're the home team tonight, so we got to keep their top two in the lineup off the bases. You know, they play fundamental softball. They bunt the ball, put pressure on you, and then they have the power in the middle of the lineup. If you make a mistake, that they're it's going to hurt you. We battled back last night, which really made me proud. We had a shot. It just wasn't meant to be, but that's behind us. Today's another day. We're going to find out whether they want to play tomorrow at 1 o'clock or if they want to go on vacation.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk more about last night's game and more in our pregame show after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Welcome back here to Waller, Texas. Again, this is going to be game two of the best 2 out of 3 series. Currently, Weimer leads the series 1-0 as they defeated Burton 7-3 last night in Game 1. I'm Alex Mearns. Alongside to my left is Daryl Kiki. Daryl, last night's game, you mentioned it in our first segment, that things kind of got away from Burton early on, but they managed to claw their way back into it. Weimer scored 4 runs in the first 5 innings, but in the top of the 6th inning, Burton managed to scrape across 3 runs to cut it to a 1-run game. But then things just kind of fell apart again on Burton in the bottom of the 6th inning, where 3 more runs crossed for the Lady Cats to put the final score at 7-3.
Yes, that, you know, when anytime you answer back and have a chance and the momentum all came your way, you have to dig deep and find a way to get those 3 outs so you can get back in there and bat. Told my friends just a while ago, felt really good up here last night when knowing that we had the top of the order coming up in that top of the 7th, if we were only down by 1 run, that could manufacture something. But then when they had the big inning, that kind of deflated not only the girls, but you could feel it in the stands how it just got quiet and the air was taken out of everybody. And, you know, I hope tonight we have a loud crowd. Cheer these girls on. Come out competitive and have fun.
Yeah, the Burton crowd's still making their way in. So if you're, you know, listening on the way in, you can still make it here in plenty of time. We still got, let's see, what time
15
is it? 15 minutes till first pitch. First pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock here in Waller. So even if you're still in Burton, come on out. You got time to make it here for the majority of the game.
Yeah, they're probably half of them, I would bet you, they're at Bucky's right now.
Yeah, definitely, getting a barbecue sandwich. But again, we've got game two coming up. We're about 15 minutes away from first pitch. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
This season, the eggs aren't the only thing cracking. So are the bats. Kiki's Egg Farm is proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers softball team. Just like their eggs, these girls are grade A, full of power, teamwork, and heart. They're cheering loud from the coop to the stands. Swing big, run fast, and scramble the competition. Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs can be found in finer stores and supermarkets. Good luck to number 4, Paige Fritch, and the Lady Panther softball team. Go Big Red!
Oh no, my toilet's not flushing. What do I do?
Hey, call Bobby with Royal Flush Plumbing, your friendly local plumber.
Okay, what's his number?
979-551-3358.
Okay.
Royal Flush Plumbing, this is Bobby.
Hi, my toilet's not flushing. Can you help me? It's an emergency. I have family coming over.
Where are you located?
Burton area.
Okay, I'll be there in the next 30 minutes.
Thank you, Bobby.
My name is Bobby Garza, owner of Royal Flush Plumbing and Burton High School class of 2001. Call me at 979-551-3358. I'm ready to help with all your plumbing needs. Go Lady Panthers, RMP 44823.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Back here in Waller, it is about... still about 15 minutes. We haven't changed much. Roughly 15 minutes away from first pitch as the Weimer Lady Cats have taken the infield to get warmed up here for tonight's game against the Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Lady Panthers will be the home team tonight. They trail this series 1-0 to the Weimer Lady Cats, as last night's final score was 7-3, Weimer taking game one. Weimer took that one on the back of starting pitcher Taylor Smith. Daryl, talk to me a little bit about Taylor Smith's performance last night.
Man, she was tremendous in the circle. She had full command of the game except for that one part of the sixth inning. You know, 13 Ks, she was hitting her spots on the outside corner. And when you keep hitting that spot, you're going to get that call when you move it out a couple of inches, you know. And then she mixed it up with her changeup. She was very dominant last night.
Yes, she was. And, of course, she, like I said, carried the team of Weimer to victory last night with those 13 strikeouts. Now, for the Lady Panthers, here tonight we have a different starting pitcher. It's a freshman, Lexi Brazier. Tell me about her this season.
Lexi, for being a freshman, she throws the ball really well. She has the long, lanky legs and arms that she just – that's a big windmill. And she keeps the ball down. I've always been taught if you keep the ball down, you're not going to get hurt getting the ball out of the park. And she does a tremendous job of that, very athletic in that circle.
Okay, and being a freshman, she's up for a big task here tonight. Again, it's win or go home for the Burton Lady Panthers as they trail this series 1-0. They must win here tonight in order to force game three tomorrow at 1 o'clock here in Waller for, again, game three. But, again, tonight, right now we are moments away from first pitch between the Weimer Lady Cats and the Burton Lady Panthers here in Waller. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Back here in Waller, still on our pregame show, about 10 minutes away from first pitch between the Weimer Lady Cats and the Burton Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers come in with an overall record of 21-5. The Weimer Lady Cats come in with an overall record of 18-9. Weimer leads this series 1-0 as they won last night's game by a final score of 7-3. Burton again must win here tonight to force game three tomorrow at 1 o'clock, which will be here on KWHI. But let's talk about how these two teams got here to this point. We'll start with the Weimer Lady Cats. They played 2 1-game series in the playoffs. They finished third in their district. They ended up facing Woodsboro in the first round, defeating them 8-0 in their 1-game playoff game. And then they faced La Vila in the second round and defeated them 12-0. And that allowed the Weimer Lady Cats to advance to this round of the playoffs to face Burton. Burton, on the other hand, they have had 2 2-out-of-3 series, and they have swept both those series. They first faced Big Sandy. They won the game 1-16-1 and won game 2-12-1. And then last weekend, they faced Granger, getting a victory in game 1-11-3 and then 3-0 in game 2. So you see in the 2 games that Weimer played against Woodsboro and Lavia, they have some bats. They got some runs, 8-12 in their games. Burton, the same thing. They had some good bats, good pitching performances, 16 runs in 1 game, 12 in another, 11. So softball is a game that can change in a heartbeat. You have big innings constantly, and Burton is going to want to come out in this game here in the first inning and try and strike first.
I look at the other side, 2 shutouts for Smith. She is dominant in the circle. I left here last night talking to myself, if I'm coaching, you know, she takes her signal outside of the rubber, and we're standing in that batter's box waiting for her. Tonight, if I make one adjustment, I'm going to sit there when she gets her signal and she comes and she toes that rubber, I'm going to ask for timeout. I'm going to try to get in her head instead of her having so much command on us that she did last night. You know, we're sitting any time you stand in that batter's box too long and you have somebody that throws the way she's throwing, you tense your hands up, and she throws hard enough that we were hitting a lot of balls in the net over here that we were really late on. I hope that we adjust on that part and try to get into her head.
You're right. When Burton did have base runners, it seemed that would be when Smith would struggle her most. Not that she struggled a lot, but when Burton was able to get base runners, whether it was on one of the doubles by Paige Fritz or one of the errors committed by the defense or walks in general, when Burton was able to get runners on, the control that Smith had kind of faded and she lost a little bit of composure. And that's when Burton was able to get those three runs in the sixth. So if Burton can manage to get some early base runners, they might be able to take advantage of a tired Taylor Smith from pitching last night. That's another thing to think about. She hasn't had to pitch two games back-to-back in who knows how long.
Yeah.
At least in two weekends.
You know, the thing about it, though, she had all day today to rest. And I used to tell young girls, and I tell every one of them out there, they're too young to be tired.
Not us, though, right?
No.
Well, we'll be back with more of our pregame show with starting lineups coming up here shortly after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call, 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Welcome back here to Waller, where the Burton Lady Panthers look to even things up in this series. It's game two of a best two out of three series. Game one taken last night, 7-3 final score by Weimer. They lead the series 1-0 as, again, must win for the Burton Lady Panthers. Right now, the coaches and umpires exchanging lineups out at home plate. So we're going to give you the starting lineup as well, and we'll start with the visiting Weimer Lady Cats. Leading things off for the Lady Cats is the shortstop, Tate Griffin. Batting second at second base, MJ Griffin. Batting third and catching, Sam Rangel. Batting fourth and cleanup, pitching, Taylor Smith. Batting fifth at center field, Claire Pavlov. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Faith Cantwell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Zariah Sims. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Tyriana Rhodes. Batting ninth, the designated player, Shelby Hopkins, and playing left field but not in the batting order, Alize Moreno. As for the home team Burton Lady Panthers, leading things off is the senior catcher, Reagan Raymer. Batting second, freshman right fielder, Natalie Hody. Batting third, junior center fielder Amaya Williams. Batting fourth, the freshman pitching on the pitching rubber tonight, Lexi Brazier. Batting fifth, the junior second baseman, Paige Fritz. Batting sixth, the senior first baseman, Bailey Glazeman. Batting seventh, freshman third baseman, Lacey Brazier. Batting eighth, junior shortstop, Aaron Huntsman. And batting ninth, senior designated player, Jennifer Lopez. The left fielder for tonight's game is senior Kelsey Holt, playing defensively for Jennifer Lopez. That is a look at both starting lineups, as we are about to have the starting lineups announced here in Waller, home of the Bulldogs, as again just moments away from game two of this best two out of three series, a must win for the Burton Lady Panthers. We'll be back with the national anthem and more after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Back here in Waller, the Weimer Lady Cats have already been introduced. Burton now being introduced onto the field. They're starting with the reserves. The starting lineup will be given over the PA system here momentarily. Daryl, any final thoughts before we get this game underway?
Just got to leave everything on the field tonight for the seniors. You don't want this to be your last game. You want to play. Keep 18, competing, and so keep wearing that red and white for Burton. So that's all I would say. Leave it all on the field.
Tonight's ball game, you have the Burton Lady Panthers as the home team. They were visitors last night, so they switched dugouts. The Burton Lady Panthers are in the third base dugout, while the Lady Cats are in the right first base dugout. The Lady Cats are wearing white jerseys, white pants with purple numerals and socks, while the Burton Lady Panthers are wearing pinstripe, white pinstripes, white and black pinstripes with red socks, red numbers, and red shoulder sleeves. As just about done with the introductions. Last night we talked about the field dimensions. It's about 200 all the way around, about a 10-foot tall wall, about 15 out in straightaway center, which we saw Taylor Smith for Weimer hit one over, and then all the way to the backstop, about 25 feet. So we're just moments away from the first pitch. We're about to have our national anthem As let me take a quick look at the weather for tonight's game. Here in Waller, it is currently 78 degrees. It's a little cooler than it was yesterday. Wind is not blowing in our face like it was last night. It's blowing from the left field pole to the right field pole. And now it's time for our national anthem here in Waller. It's time for the first pitch as the Burton Lady Panthers must win this game two of the best two out of three series in order to keep their season going. Again, last night here in Waller, Weimer got the victory by a final score of seven to three over the Burton Lady Panthers. And I mentioned it earlier in our pregame show, Daryl. We have a freshman out on the pitching rubber for the Lady Panthers in Lexi Brazier.
Yeah, she's been tremendous all year. You know, she's played so much tournament ball that this moment isn't too big for her. She just got to stay within herself. The games that I have watched her pitch, the first inning, the nerves, you can tell that they're there. But after the first inning, she settles down, and she's pretty dominant. So it's going to be really, really important that she comes out tonight and that we keep these first two little speeches off the bag and come out throwing strikes.
We do know who the winner of this series will face. It's going to be Shiner, as Shiner defeated Milano last night by a final score of 13-11. So right now, we may see Shiner here tonight looking to scout things out.
Kate Griffin.
If not, if Weimer is to defeat Burton, then they may go ahead and play in their next playoff game here tonight.
Yes,
but
sir.
That being said, Burton, they have other plans.
That's right.
And so we're about to get things underway as Tate Griffin steps up to the plate. Griffin was 2-for-4 last night with two singles. She came around to score both times. Left-handed batter, first pitch from the righty, comes in, misses on the outside corner for ball one. Lexi Brazier in the pitching circle for Burton. Steps up, leans in, and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Showing bunt, pulling back, and taken for ball two. Good crowd on hand for both teams right now. As the sun begins to set behind the third base dugout, the shadow is starting to creep across from third base over the third baseman. 2-0 pitch, misses upstairs, and the count moves to 3-0.
Let's go, Lex. You got a battle all the way back here.
Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Nobody on as Brazier faces the leadoff hitter, Tate Griffin. Griffin, the shortstop, showing bunt on 3-0, pulls back, and it's taken for a strike. Count moves to 3-1. Left-handed batter steps back into the batter's box, and Brazier leans in. The 3-1 on its way. Catches that outside corner again as Tate Griffin does that. Drag bunt runs up, running swing, whatever you want to call it. Now the count is full after falling behind 3-0. Razor looks in, rocks, and delivers a 3-2 pitch.
Swung on and missed. Baby.
Griffin goes down swinging, and that is out number one, and exactly how Burton wants to get things started here.
Yeah, battle back legs.
Now batting second baseman number 8, MJ Griffin.
MJ Griffin will step up. She's the second baseman for the Weimer Lady Cats. She shows bunt, pulls back, and swings at the first pitch. It will drop in between second base and the right center fielder, and center field will field it, throw it back in for a one-out single.
Just fell in the no man's land there.
The wind might have even pushed it a little more toward right field
now
than what originally would have gone.
17, Sam Rangel.
The lights aren't on here in Waller just yet. But last night they came on and brightened things up, of course.
Yep.
One on, one out. First pitch to Sam Rangel is taken for ball one.
You know, we got some big thunderheads back at center field, but what I'm liking is that beautiful corn patch out there.
Mm-hmm.
Field of dreams.
The 1-0 pitch. Offered at it, held back, but no swing, says the umpire. 2-0 is the count on a pitch high.
Let's go, Lex. Find that zone.
Runner on first for Weimer here in the top of the first inning. One out. Brazier leans and delivers the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Count now 2-1. No score here in Waller in this game two of the best 2-3 series. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit towards second. Second base fields, throws to...
Turn it in. Yes, sir!
And the double play is completed to end the inning. A spectacular 4-6-3 double play gets Brazier out of a jam. Not really a jam, but we'll say it's a jam. Early jam. And the top of the first inning is over. There were no runs for Weimer. On one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the first inning with Burton coming to bat. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass, from windshields and door glasses to back glasses. They install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers. Good luck in the playoffs.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care when you are prescribed physical therapy. Don't wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
First pitch to Reagan Raymer is swung at and hit on a line to the first baseman and caught for out number one. And Reagan Raymer is retired here just for the first out of the inning. Natalie Hody, the right fielder for Burton, steps in. First pitch taken for a strike.
Let's go, Natch. You can do this, babe.
Hody, a freshman, digs back in. Right-hand batter playing right field for the Lady Panthers tonight. With one out, nobody on. Hody 0-for-4 in last night's game. First, the next pitch misses outside, and the count evens up at 1-1.
Make her work, girls.
In the previous at-bat, Raymer swung at that first pitch, and she got a hold of it, but it just went right to the first baseman.
She hit it on the nose.
One ball, one strike now to Hody. The pitch catches the inside corner as Hody backs off the plate. Count moves to one ball and two strikes.
Now you're battling that.
Hody steps back in. Smith leans in and delivers the 1-2. Swung on and fouled back into the catcher's glove on a pitch above the zone, and that will be a strikeout. So two quick outs for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom
now,
of the first inning.
Fielder,
and the center fielder, junior Amaya Williams, will step up to the plate. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Taylor Smith leans in and delivers the first pitch. Misses inside as Williams turns the shoulder in to avoid getting hit. One ball, no strikes. To Williams. Williams last night, game 1-for-4, had a single in the seventh inning.
We need her to start off early here.
1-0 pitch. Misses inside and count moves to 2-0. Williams reached on an error in the sixth and scored the first run of the game for Burton. In last night's game. 2-0 pitch. Catches that inside corner and the count moves to 3-0. So far we've seen Taylor Smith kind of pitch opposite of what she did last night. She's hitting that inside corner where last night she was throwing on the outside part of the plate.
Yes, sir.
Two balls and one strike is the count. The pitch. Swung on, hit on the inside. Atta just
girl.
Over the outstretched glove of the second baseman into right field. And a two-out single by Amaya Williams that just, again, sneaks past the glove of the second baseman.
Now batting,
MJ
Griffin,
pitcher,
number 16,
puts a runner on
Lexi
first
Brazier.
For Burton here in the bottom of the first inning.
Let's roll with two, Lex.
Lexi Brazier, the freshman pitcher for tonight's game, stepping in for Burton. Right-handed batter awaits the first pitch. On its way. Taken for a ball on the down and low. Runner on first in Amaya Williams. Two away. Brazier steps back in. Smith leans in, kicks and delivers the 1-0. Swung on, hit
hard,
past the second baseman into right field, and going around second into third is Williams. And the Burton Lady Panthers, with a little two-out rally, have runners on first and third here in the bottom of the first inning.
I like this approach. I'm now sure Coach Zorn preached to him
second
today.
Four,
go with that outside pitch to the right side.
I don't know if you saw it, but the right fielder kind of bobbled that ball out in the outfield, allowing that runner to advance down to third base. And now Burton with the chance to score with a runner down at third base.
And our hottest hitter's up right now, Paige Fritch.
Paige Fritch, the junior, 2-for-3 in last night's game with two doubles and a walk.
Come on, P.
She steps in, and the first pitch misses inside, backing Fritz off the plate. Burton with a prime opportunity here in the bottom of the first inning, trailing this series 1-0. It's a scoreless ball game right now here in game two, but Burton has to win to keep this game or the series going. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed on a pitch down and in, and the count levels at 1-1.
You're all right, P, right here, babe. Come clutch. We need a hit right here.
mentioned the shadows crossing the infield right now. The ball is in the sun with the pitcher, but it gets to the plate. It goes back into the shadows. Pitch delivered. Throw goes back to the pitcher while the runner from first steals second base. No advancement from the runner at third, but now runners at second and third for Burton here with two outs and a 2-1 count to Paige Fritz.
Base hit scores two, Paige. Come on, baby.
Fritz, the right-handed batter, awaits the 2-1. Catches the inside corner for a strike, and the count moves to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on here in the bottom of the first inning for Burton. No score, but the Lady Panthers looking to strike first. The 2-2. Swung on. Hit back up the middle. It'll field on a hop by the second baseman. Second baseman throws on to first, and the out is made. A 4-3 put out ends the inning and leaves the runner stranded at second and third for Burton. There were no runs on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We move to the top of the second inning. No score here in Waller with Weimer coming back. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsor.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Back here in Waller, no score as we move to the top of the second inning. Taylor Smith stepping up to the plate for the Lady Cats as the first pitch misses down low for ball one. Brazier looks in and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, skied into the air. Second baseman moves over toward first, reaches up and makes the grab for out number one. And that is a big out here to start the top of the second inning.
Yes, sir.
Taylor Smith hit a home run in last night's game.
Now batting the center fielder,
she was two
number
for
five,
four on the game.
Claire
Pavlov steps up to the plate now, the five-hole hitter, playing center field for the Weimer Lady Cats as Brazier steps on the mat, on the rubber and delivers the pitch. Bunt shown, pulled back, taken for a ball. One away, nobody on here in the top of the second inning. No score. Again, Burton must win this game to advance to tomorrow. Bunt gets down,
Tagger Bailey
will field it, and tag the runner as a excellent fielding play by Bailey Glazeman to get the out unassisted. So two quick outs.
Now batting for the Lady Cats
here in the top of the second inning.
Faith Cantwell.
Faith Cantwell will dig in. The right fielder, right-handed batting. As the first pitch comes in, swung on, grounded back up the middle. Shortstop will move over, catch it,
nice
field it, and throw on to first for the out. A very efficient inning for Lexi Brazier on the 6-3 put out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the second inning. No score, Burton coming to bat. We're back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Bailey Glazeman steps into the batter's box for Burton to lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning. The first pitch misses inside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch on its way is swung on and fouled back to the screen. The count will level up at one apiece.
I noticed our girls are more up on top of the plate. So now they're going to have to adjust here because Smith sees that and she's busting them inside and they're hitting it off the handle.
Glazeman was last night's starting pitcher. She took the loss, as tonight she is the first baseman as the 1-1 pitch is taken for a strike, catching that inside corner.
So, Bailey, you can do this.
Glazeman steps back in. The senior right-handed batter awaits the 1-2 pitch. Smith leans in and delivers the 1-2. Chopped at the plate, and the pitcher will field it. Throw on to first, and the out is made. A 1-3 putout retires Glazeman. And this will bring up Lacey Brazier, the third baseman.
Now batting third baseman, number 14, Lacey Brazier.
Mark your calendars for the 2025 UIL State Softball Championship taking place May 29th through May 31st at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule spectator and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. Lacey Brazier steps into the plate. She swings at the first pitch, and it's hit high into center field. Center fielder moving over. She will make the catch for out number two.
Making really good contact, though. Very encouraging.
Aaron Huntsman.
The top of the second inning was 3-up, 3-down for the Lady Cats as Brazier dominated that inning. But here in the bottom of the second, two quick outs. But in the bottom of the first inning, that's how Burton got things started for them as Aaron Huntsman steps in and takes the first pitch for a strike. Huntsman, the junior shortstop, was a part of that double play that ended the top of the first inning earlier. The 0-1 on its way. Misses up and in, and count levels up at 1-1.
Notice Weimer switched their right fielder and first baseman. Number 8 is playing first now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The 1-1 taken for a strike. Catches that outside corner.
You're all right, Aaron. Go get it, baby.
So who's in left field now?
The first baseman, number...
In left or right field?
Right field.
Who's in left field? The 1-2 pitch taken for a strike. And Huntsman goes down looking. And the Burton Lady Panthers go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move to the top of the third inning with no score here in Waller. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Lady Panther softball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep the trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Zariah Sims steps up to the plate for the Lady Cats here to lead off the top of the third inning. No score here in Waller in this game, too, as the first pitch is taken for a strike. Again, Weimer leads this series one game to none, and if Weimer wins this game, Burton's season comes to an end. Next pitch misses outside. Count levels up at 1-1. If Burton is to win this game, we'll have game three tomorrow here in Waller starting at 1 o'clock. 12:30 pregame here on KWHI. The 1-1 on its way from Brazier. Misses the outside corner. And count moves to 2-1.
All right, Lex, come on down in there and get her.
Nobody out, nobody on. The 2-1. Swung on, grounded back toward the pitcher. Shortstop will come over, field it, throw on to first.
Pull
and
out the bag.
The throw pulls the first baseman off of the bag. And safe on the throwing error will be Sims on the E6. So last night's game, there were a lot of errors for the both teams, for that matter. But four total for Burton in last night's game. Here's the first one of tonight's game. Tyriana Rhodes steps up to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out. We've already seen one double play turned by the Lady Panthers tonight. See if they can do another one. Nobody out. The first pitch misses upstairs above the helmet of Rhodes. Rhodes, the first baseman for the Lady Cats. She was 1-for-3 in last night's game. She singled in the seventh. The 1-0. Just misses down low. The count moves to 2-2.
All right, Lex, here we go.
Sims over at first base. Can't lead off, but she's dancing off after the pitch, catching the attention of Raymer, the catcher, as Raymer hopped out of her crouch and looked to throw, but Ned didn't make a throw. 2-0 pitch. Catches that inside corner for a strike. 2-1. Every time the pitch is made, you see the shortstop for Burton, Huntsman, move over towards second, ready for a throw. 2-1 pitch. Leonard dances off but retreats. Pitch swung at and missed. Count moves to 2-2.
Go get it. Let's finish it here, girls.
Brazier has battled back into this at bat. Counts even at 2. Brazier leans in and delivers the 2-2.
Ooh,
comes in and hits her on the inside arm. And the first two base runners here in the top of the third inning reach after an error and a hit by pitch.
Brings up number nine. You got to be thinking bun here.
Does bring up the nine-hole hitter, Shelby Hopkins. Actually, take that back. It's number one, Alize Moreno. Moreno digs in, right-handed batter with now runners on first and second, and nobody out. She's showing bunt. Third baseman comes in, pitch taken, and it's a strike, as the umpire says Moreno offered at it. So Moreno down in the count, no balls and one strike.
Let's go, girls. Know where you're going with this.
The 0-1 pitch on its way, showing bunt, getting it down. Pitcher will field, look to third. The throw is in the dirt, gets away. It'll go into the foul territory. One run comes in to score, and now runners at second and third with nobody out in a 1-0 ball game that Weimer leads on the throwing error by the pitcher. Brazier came in, scooped that ball up, turned to throw to third, and short hopped it. And the Burton Lady Panthers find themselves down 1-0 in this must-win game here in the top of the third inning.
Now the top of the order coming up, too.
With runners still on second and third for the Lady Cats. Tate Griffin struck out in her first plate appearance. But again, yesterday, she was 2-for-4.
She handles the bat so well. I'd be real shocked here if we don't see her put something down.
Coach Zorn comes out and talks things over with his infield, tries to calm everybody down after the miscue. It's only a one-run game.
Now batting
but
shortstop.
A one-run game in
Tate
softball.
Griffin.
Yeah.
After you're down 1-0 in a must-win game.
It's huge.
It's a lot. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. Pitcher delivers the pitch. Misses up and in.
Playing the infield back.
Tate Griffin at the plate for Weimer. Lexi Brazier trying to limit the damage to just one run. One ball, no strikes. Brazier rocks and delivers. Bunt shown, pulled back. Called a strike anyway. First baseman and third baseman come charging in on the attempted bunt. Shortstop going to cover third.
Find out here, girls. Find out.
The 1-1 on the way. Misses up and in. Or up and outside. Count moves to 2-1. No shadows really on the field anymore.
No.
Things starting to darkening here. Not, lights not on yet here in the top of the third inning. The 2-1. Misses outside part of the plate. And it's now 3-1 to Tate Griffin, the shortstop for the Lady Cats. Runners on second and third. The 3-1 swung on, fouled back. It's now a full count to Griffin. One to nothing your score, nobody out, runners on second and third. The 3-2 from Brazier just misses up and outside, and the bases are now loaded with the two-hole hitter, MJ Griffin, stepping up to the plate.
No outs. Come on in, girls. We got to get this at the plate.
Number eight, MJ Griffin.
Again, nobody out. Bases loaded. MJ Griffin steps up to the plate, batting right-handed. First pitch swung on. Hit over the second baseman into right field. One run coming in to score. And everyone else will hold up, flying station to station baseball. It's now 2-0. Weimer leads here in the top of the third inning.
Now coming to the plate, catcher number 17, Sam Rangel.
The three-hole hitter Sam Rangel steps up to the plate. She grounded into a double play in her first at-bat. But right now the bases are loaded and nobody out. And right now Burton reeling. First pitch from Brazier. Changeup just misses. Oh, catches the outside corner. And Rangel falls behind 0-1.
Go, Sam!
The 0-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, hit high toward right field, foul. But hooking foul. Down and count, 0-2 is Rangel. Brazier looking to get out of this inning.
No outs.
Nobody out.
Smith on deck.
Yeah, the very dangerous hitter, Taylor Smith, on deck. The 0-2 from Brazier on its way. Swung on, hit towards short. Shortstop moves over, fields it, and has no play.
Tagger in, out up, baby.
Just to get the runner at third who ran too far off of third base, rounded third base and got caught in no man's land, tried to dive back in. There's a little bit of a collision. One run does come in on that play. So Rangel will be safe on the fielder's choice. And everyone advances except for the runner, Tate Griffin. Now runners on first and second with one out. And Taylor Smith stepping up to the plate. We have a injury timeout right now. As the base runner over at third was shaken up on that little collision. Again, it's 3-0. Three runs scoring here in the top of the third inning for the Lady Cats. Only one out here in the top of the third. As we are in a official's timeout. And while we have this break in the action, 3-0 your score, Weimer on top in game two. We're going to go back to the studios. When we come back, we'll resume action, but we'll be back in just 30 seconds.
Let's go, Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Back here in Waller, 3-0 your score. Stepping up to the plate, Taylor Smith after the timeout. First pitch taken for a ball, and both runners advance on a pitch in the dirt. Next pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. Counts even up at 1-1. Runners on second and third, the 1-1 pitch. Taken for a strike down the heart of the plate. And at the plate is Taylor Smith, the very dangerous batter and pitcher, for that matter, for the Weimer Lady Cats. Three runs already crossing here in the top of the third inning for Weimer as they look to add more. The 1-2 swung on, hit down the line, but foul. And runners on second and third for Weimer. They've already forced three runs across. Only one out as the cleanup hitter Taylor Smith digs back in down in the count 1-2 to Lexi Brazier, the freshman. Brazier leans in, rocks, and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit back towards second. Second baseman can't field it. One run coming in to score. Another coming around third. And two runs come in to score on the single by Taylor Smith. And it's now a 5-0 ball game. The Weimer Lady Cats lead here in the top of the third inning. Another big inning here for Weimer.
Claire Pavlou.
Claire Pavlou steps up to the plate. She's 0-for-1. She grounded out to the first baseman unassisted in the second inning in her first plate appearance. And Coach Zorn is wanting to talk things over with his infield. As he comes out, giving some encouraging words. Daryl, Lexi Brazier was in control in the first two innings. We may be getting a pitching change.
Yeah, he's going to put Bailey in. So Lex will move to left field for Holt. And Woods will come in to play first base.
Okay, so again, Brazier was in control for those first two innings. But here in the fifth inning, wheels have fallen off, and it's now 5-0. Weimer leads here in the top of the third inning, and we have a pitching change. We're going to go back to the studios and hear these messages from our sponsors. We'll be back after this.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
New pitcher out in the pitching circle for the Lady Panthers. As coming in from first base is Bailey Glazeman. Glazeman was last night's starting pitcher for the Burton Lady Panthers as she comes on to do a little bit of cleanup as five runs have already scored here in the top of the third inning. A runner on first for the Lady Cats as stepping up to the plate is Claire Pavla. Again, this is game two of a best two out of three series. Game one was won last night by Weimer by a final score of 7-3. So Burton must win this game in order to keep their season alive. And they're here down 5-0 early. Stepping up to the plate, again, Pavla takes the first pitch for a ball. Glazeman steps back on the rubber, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Strike taken on the inside corner. Counts level at 1-1. Glazeman rocks and delivers the 1-1. Swung on, slapped on the ground towards second. Second base Fields throws to second for one. No throw to first, but the Burton Lady Panthers get the lead runner as Pavlov reaches on the fielder's choice.
Got two big ones now.
Two away here in the
now batting right fielder
top of the third inning.
Face Cantwell.
Scoreboard just changed it to two. First pitch to Faith Cantwell, the ninth batter in the lineup to hit here in this inning. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch from Glazeman. Swung on and missed at the changeup. Out in front was Cantwell. Counts now 1-1. One ball is one strike. The pitch swung on, hit high. First baseman moving over into foul territory, and I'm going to assume it dropped.
Yep.
The dugout is kind of blocking my view at that point, but yeah, it looked like it was out of reach.
Yes, sir.
Counts one ball and two strikes.
Let's go, Bailey.
Umpire holds up one ball, two strikes, says, let's play. Cantwell steps in, right-handed batter. 0-1, grounded out to the shortstop in her first plate appearance. The 1-2, swung on, fouled back. Count will remain the same. Clayton steps on the rubber, leans in, and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit back to the pitcher. Fielded, thrown underhand to first, and the out is made. A 1-3 putout retires Cantwell and ends the top of the third inning, limiting the damage to just 5 runs. But it is a 5-0 ball game in this must-win game for Burton as they trail Weimer here 5-0 as we move to the bottom of the third inning. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
We move to the bottom of the third inning. Home team Burton Lady Panthers coming to bat, but they trail 5-0 as Weimer struck first in the top of the third inning, plating 5 runs and chasing off starting pitcher Lexi Brazier. And now stepping up to the plate is Jennifer Lopez. First pitch to Lopez, misses for a ball.
Designated player number 12, Jennifer Lopez.
Lopez, the designated player for the Lady Panthers, batting in place of the left fielder, Kelsey Hull.
Got to work here. We got to get base runners on. Got 9-1-2 up.
Catcher is going to go out and talk things over with Smith. First baseman will come in. Not sure what the issue is. Umpire starts coming out and they break things up. Lopez in last night's game, 0-2 with a walk. Heading the count 1-0. The pitch misses inside, and I think they're going to say it clipped her.
It
got her on just the wrist. If she wasn't wearing that wrist tape, I don't think it would have hit her. But the leadoff hitter is on, and the lights just came on.
Like I said last night, she's a magnet for that ball.
The catcher, number 2.
So runner on first with nobody out for Burton here in the bottom of the third inning. And the top of the order up for the Lady Panthers. Reagan Raymer steps in, right-handed batter, 0-1 on tonight's game. First pitch on its way. Swinging and coming up empty is Raymer on a pitch inside.
Reagan hit the ball hard on the first pitch of the game, but lined out to the first baseman. Now the lights went out again. Now they come back.
Now they're back.
They're just messing with us, I guess. See if we noticed.
Sun setting in the west, which is down the third baseline. The 0-1 pitch swung on
it.
It's the runner at second, and time will be called.
She's out. When you have bad luck, you just can't catch a break.
Yeah, the base runner at first, running from first to second, was hit on the legs by the ball. And Raymer will be safe, but Lopez will be out. And there's one away.
Come on, Natalie, you're due. Hit one in a gap.
So runner on first, one out. Natalie Hody up. First pitch misses inside. No, taken for a strike. Catches the inside corner. I've noticed the umpire will yell strike and then signal.
Yep.
The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, hit slowly towards short. Shortstop Fields has a long throw to first and gets the out. A 6-3 put out. Gets Hody. Reagan Raymer will advance down to second base. Now there's two away. And Amaya Williams steps up. 1-for-1 on the game. Williams, the center fielder.
The center fielder, number 3, Amaya Williams.
She's a junior, steps in, a right-handed batter. Burton with a runner at second with two outs, trailing 5-0 to Weimer in this must-win game. Weimer looking to advance on if they win this game. First pitch to Williams, misses inside, count moves to 1-0. Burton looking to battle back into this game and force a game 3 tomorrow, Saturday at 1 o'clock. The 1-0 on its way. Misses upstairs, the count moves to 2-0. Reagan Raymer down at second base for Burton.
Come on, Amaya.
Williams steps in, bat on shoulder. Smith leans in and delivers a 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back on a pitch inside. And the count moves to 2-1. Williams steps back in. The 2-1. Swung on, hit back up the middle. It'll be fielded by the second baseman. Second baseman throws the first, and the out is made. Williams goes down on the 4-3 putout, and that ends the bottom of the third inning, stranding a runner at second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We move to the top of the fourth inning. Weimer leads 5-0. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And congratulations to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all their hard work. Stay current on events by liking the Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Back here in Waller, we move to the top of the fourth inning with the Weimer Lady Cats leading the Burton Lady Panthers 5-0. Weimer coming to the plate. They managed to score 5 runs in the top of the third inning. And now we're here in the top of the fourth. The Lady Cats looking to pick up where they left off. However, out in the pitching circle is still Bailey Glazeman, who came on in relief after things got away from Lexi Brazier, the starting pitcher for Burton. And Glazeman was able to limit the damage to just 5. So Glazeman steps in and delivers the first pitch to Zariah Sims. Sims led off the top of the third inning with an error. She takes the first pitch for ball 1. Sims, the third baseman in tonight's ball game, steps back in, a right-handed batter. The 1-0 pitch. Changeup misses outside. Count moves to 2-0. Want to remind everyone that the Burton boys baseball team won last night in 2 games, a doubleheader, winning the first game 12-2. And then, the first game 5-1, and the second game 12-2 in 5 innings, as the next pitch is taken for a strike count, moves to 2-1 to Sims.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Taylor and Honeycutt and the boys. Took care of business yesterday and waiting on Flatonia and Freer.
A 2-1 pitch is taken for a strike count, levels up at 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning for the Lady Cats. And Sims steps back in with a 2-2 count. Nobody out, nobody on. The pitch. Swung on, foul back. Hits the screen. We'll reset and do things again. Let's go, man. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. The pitch. Swung on, grounded toward third. Third baseman fields on a hop, throws over to first, and it is short hop by the first baseman, unable to glove it. And the umpire says, safe. Sims reaches on the second consecutive bat on an error. We'll call that an E3 on the drop. So things starting the same way they did in the top of the third.
Coach Zorn's asking if she had control of it.
Asking for an appeal. The three umpires here in tonight's game will gather, talk things over, see if anyone had a better look. And safe is the call. So runner at first. Nobody out.
First baseman,
and Tyriana Rhodes stepping up
Tyriana
to the plate.
Rhodes.
Rhodes was hit by a pitch in her last plate appearance. And she came around to score. First pitch showing bunt and off the catcher. They're calling it foul. Fouled off the catcher. Down the count, no balls and one strike is Rhodes. Runner at first, nobody out in a 5-0 ball game. Weimer on top here in the top of the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back, and I'm glad that that screen was there because I looked away at the scoreboard and looked back, and the ball was coming toward me.
I would have had it.
I appreciate that. You're a good guy. I don't care what Craig says about you.
You know, sometimes it is what it is with Craig, but, you know, now this one you might have to make this play.
Coming over here and just misses a Burton spectator. Count remains no balls and two strikes. Still nobody out. The 0-2 from Glazeman on its way. Swung on and missed on the changeup. Catcher Raymer will chase the runner back to first. And there's one away here in the top of the fourth inning. So Rhodes goes down swinging. This will bring up the nine-hole hitter.
Now batting number one, Aleza Moreno.
Moreno started the game in left field. She has since moved. She digs back in. Runner at first, showing bunt. The pitch pulls back, taken for a strike. Throw down to second as the runner slides in safe. Stolen base for Sierra Sims. The runner at second base with one out. No balls, one strike. The 0-1 from Glazeman. Showing bunt, pulling back. And taken for a ball. Count levels up at 1-1. It's taken for a strike. The 0-2 on its way. Swung on, hit into left field. Left fielder comes in, makes the catch for the out. The ball gets away from the third baseman. The throw, safe. As heads-up baseball by Sims saw that the third baseman couldn't control the throw in from left field. It only rolled about 5 feet away from her in front of her. But she had to run 5 feet to get the ball away from third base, and it was just a foot race at that point. So heads up
now
baseball by Sims.
Number seven, Kate Griffin.
And a runner at third.
Top
and
it
two
off.
Outs with the top of the order up. Seven out. And first pitch skied into left center field. Center fielder and left fielder converging. Left fielder makes the catch to end the top of the fourth inning. But Your score now, 5-0. Weimer leading Burton as Burton comes to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N! Let's go Burton! B-U-R-T-O-N!
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Lady Panthers coming to bat, trailing 5-0 to the Weimer Lady Cats. This is a must-win game for Burton, but right now things not going the way of the Lady Panthers. Lexi Brazier steps in to lead things off. She started the game as the starting pitcher, but was chased back in the third inning as she steps in here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Taylor Smith picking up where she left off last night as she delivers the first pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen by Brazier.
Right back inside again.
Not as many strikeouts for Smith tonight, only two. Last night's game, she had 13. The 0-1 on its way. Swung on and missed on that inside corner. And Brazier's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. O-2 grounded towards short. Shortstop Fields throws on to first. And Brazier is retired. 6-3, one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Paige Fritsch will step up to the plate. She grounded out to second in her first plate appearance.
Now batting second baseman, number 4, Paige Fritsch.
And Fritsch in last night's game had a spectacular night. One of the more positive things to look at for Burton. Two doubles in last night's game and a walk, 2-for-3.
We need something exciting to happen right here.
First pitch taken inside. Count moves to 1-0.
Need to get some kind of little spark. We're already in the bottom of the fourth.
Again, your score 5-0. Flatonia winning, leading in this game two of a best 2-of-3 series. The 1-0 pitch grounded toward third. Third base and Fields in a hop. Throw to first in time. 5-3 put out. Retires Fritz. And there's two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bailey Glazeman came on in relief in the top of the third inning, steps in.
Number 6, Bailey Glazeman.
Looking to aid the Burton cause. Nobody on, two outs. Smith rotating the ball up against her hip, steps on the rubber, and delivers the first pitch. Misses up and in for ball one. Glazeman, a senior. Again, she came in the third inning and stopped the bleeding. 1-0 pitch, misses down 0, and low. Count moves to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Glazeman. Swung on, grounded towards short. Shortstop moves over, Fields throws, and the out is made. Three up, three down for the Burton Lady Panthers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nothing doing. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the top of the fifth inning with Weimer coming to bat, leading 5-0. in game two. Game one again was won last night by a final score of 7-3. So Weimer leads the series 1-0. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click Open an Account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
We move to the top of the fifth inning. Weimer leads this game two by a score of 5-0. A must-win game for Burton. But right now, the Lady Cats lead, and they are up to the plate with in the top of the fifth inning. MJ Griffin leading things off, takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a ball. Bailey Glazeman still out in the pitching circle for Burton.
2-3-4 coming up for Weimer.
Griffin, 2-for-2 on the game, 2 singles. Swings at the second pitch, and it drops in front of the left fielder for a base hit. She will round first, throw to second, will not be in time as it gets away from the second baseman. A little bobble out in the outfield by the left fielder allowed the runner to advance.
Now batting the catcher,
from first to second,
Sam Rangel.
That's the fifth error on the game committed by the Lady Panthers. Runner at second, nobody out. Sam Rangel at the plate. First pitch misses down low. It's ball one. Rangel reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score in her last at-bat in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch on its way. Grounded toward third. Third baseman Fields looks the runner back to second. The throw to first is in time. The runner will go down to third and safe, but the out is made at first base, but the runner advances down to third. The Rangel's retired on a 5-3 put out. Excuse me, five to three put out. But a runner now at third base with Taylor Smith stepping up to the plate. First pitch taken for a strike.
Now batting the pitcher, number 15, Taylor Smith.
Smith 1-for-2 on the game. She popped out to second and had a single back in the third. The 0-1 misses upstairs. Count levels at 1-1. Temperatures dropped to 74 degrees. With that wind blowing, it's getting a little chilly.
It's supposed to be 59 in the morning, I think. That's going to be awful cool.
The 1-1 on the way. Swung on, skied into the air. Third baseman coming in. Catcher calling for it. Third baseman waves her off, and it drops in between the two. A harmless foul ball, but a play that probably should have been made by either one of the catcher or the third baseman. And Smith's at bat continues. And that runner at third still lingering. One away.
Usually that comes back to bite you, especially with a hitter like this.
One ball, two strikes. Wind blowing from the left foul pole to the right foul pole. Swung on, hit high, and you might have a play on this one. Nope, it's over our heads.
It was getting close that I was going to have to.
If that wind wasn't blowing, you would have had it.
That's it.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes is the count. Taylor Smith at the plate. Runner at third for Weimer. Weimer leading 5-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Glazeman on the rubber. Taking a long look in. Delivers the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit high, over to our right and out of play.
She's trying to get it to us.
Yeah, we'll get one eventually. Count remains the same after that foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Smith steps back in. Glazman steps onto the rubber. The 1-2 on its way. Change up, grounded back to short. Shortstop Fields will look home, throw over to first. And the out is made, but the run does come in to score from third. Smith retired 6-3. There's two away, but it's now a 6-0 ball game. They put the run.
Now batting
trying to be nice to us.
Claire Pavlou.
Claire Pavlou steps up to the plate. 0-1 officially. She reached on a fielder's choice back in the third. Excuse me, 0-2 on the game, reaching on that fielder's choice. First pitch taken for a strike. 6-0, your score. Weimer on top. The 0-1 to Pavlou. Misses way outside. Luckily, nobody was on base.
Let's say the wind caught it.
Yeah. You can hear the wind picking up in our headsets. Count evens up at 1-1.
Bailey smiling about it, which that's all you can do, you know.
Right now, waiting for a new baseball to, or softball to be thrown in from the Burton dugout. They give the new baseball to Glazen.
Weimer fans are happy that they moved it to 6-0 now.
Yeah, they just updated the scoreboard. Counts 1-1. The pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher again. Again, no harm done other than it's down 2-1. That ball missed down and low. Pavlou steps back in. Ahead in the count, 2-1. Glazman rocks and delivers the 2-1. Swung on, hit toward first.
Nice play by Woods.
Steps on first for the out. That ends the top of the fifth inning. One run does cross, though, on one hit. There was one error, and nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning with Burton coming to bat. Weimer leads 6-0. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass, from windshields and door glasses to back glasses. They install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers. Good luck in the playoffs.
We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. We are scored 6-0. Weimer on top in this must-win game for the Burton Lady Panthers. Last night, game one, final score 7-3. Weimer takes that game one. And now here in game two, they lead 6-0. Burton down to their final nine outs, looking to get something going, looking to find an answer to Taylor Smith. First pitch to Lacey Brazier, misses inside. The count moves to 1-0.
I'll let that hit you, youngin'.
Lacey Brazier, a freshman third baseman, 0-1 on the game. She flew out to center field in her first plate appearance. The 1-0 on its way. Missed inside again. The count moves to 2-0. I mentioned it earlier, Daryl. Last night we saw Taylor Smith attacking the outside corner of the plate. Now here tonight she changed things up just to keep Burton off balance. She's hitting that inside corner over and over.
Yes, sir. You know, we tried to adjust. As you see, Lacey has got her toe on the white line inside. Yesterday, we were in the middle of the box. Today, we adjusted for that to take care of that outside corner, but just shows you how smart of a pitcher and how well she can throw the ball.
2-1 pitch misses or catches the inside corner. Now 2-2. And time is called. Did another ball come onto the field?
Yeah. Some kiddos are playing in the batting cage.
Time called. Counts 2 balls and 2 strikes to Lacey Brazier. 2-2. Misses up and in. Count moves full. Nobody out, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Got a battle here, Lacey. We need the runner.
The pitch. Swung on and missed. Brazier goes down swinging. That's the third strikeout of the game for Smith.
Now that is shortstop, number 15, Aaron Huntsman.
One away here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Aaron Huntsman, the junior, steps up to the plate. She struck out in her only plate appearance. First pitch, showing bunt.
And hit her on the leg.
Looks like it hit the bat and then her leg. So that'll be a foul ball. An uncomfortable one at that. She tries to shake it off. It's a 6-0 ball game. In the third inning, top of the third inning, Weimer plated 3 runs. After the first 8 batters reached, there are a few fielder's choices in there, but the first 8 batters technically did reach on errors, hit by pitch, infielder's choice, walks. Things just really got away from Burton and starting pitcher Lexi Brazier as the next pitch misses inside. The count moves to 1-1. Those 5 runs scored in the top of the third inning has kept the Lady Cats ahead. And then in the top of the fifth inning, they scored 1 more run after a leadoff single and a couple of errors committed by Burton as well. 1-1 swung on and missed. Burton up to 4 errors in tonight's game. They had 4 last night as well, as the count's now 1-2 to Aaron Huntsman. Huntsman steps back in, and the 1-2 comes in and conks her in the head in the helmet, and Huntsman will go down to first. Just be glad she was wearing that helmet.
Yeah. I'm
sure everyone heard that hollow knock.
Designated player, number 12. Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez reached on her last plate appearance. She was hit by a pitch, but then she was called out on interference as she ran from first to second and was hit by a grounded ball. First pitch grounded toward third, but foul.
Swing by J-Lo.
Wind really picking up here in Waller.
Going crazy. Got some bite to it.
You can hear it in our headsets. Few people breaking out the jackets.
Not gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a candy. I would grab a jacket if I had one too.
0-1 pitch, changeup catches the inside corner. 4-2. Lopez looking to battle and stay alive here with a runner on first and 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Burton looking to get anything going here as we approach the late innings. The 0-2 swung on, grounded off the plate over to third. Third baseman Fields throws on to first, and the out is made as Lopez is retired 5-3. That does allow the runner to advance down to second base for Burton, though. And the top of the order due up in Reagan Raymer.
Now Now batting the catcher, number two, Reagan Reamer.
Come on, Reagan.
Reamer reached in her last plate appearance after the ball hit Lopez as she ran from first to second. She reached on the interference call. Runner at second, two outs. First pitch taken, gets away from the catcher. The runner will go down to third with no throw on the wild pitch. So Burton getting a little action going with runner at third and two outs. The top of the order up.
Come on, Reagan, don't leave her there.
Taylor Smith steps up and toes the rubber. The 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Count levels up at 1-1. Things getting pretty dark here in Waller. Still a little bit of sun peeking through the clouds, but not much. The 1-1 on its way. Swung on, grounded towards second. Second baseman charges, fields, throws, and gets the out at first. A 4-3 put out retires the Burton side here in the top bottom of the fifth inning. Burton scores no runs on no hits. There were no errors and one runner stranded at third base. We move to the top of the sixth inning with your score 6-0. Weimer on top. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
We move to the top of the sixth inning with Weimer leading 6-0 here in this game two of a best 2-3 series. Burton needs to win here tonight to force a game three tomorrow at Saturday, but right now, Weimer in control of this game as they step up to the plate looking to take game two and end this series.
The top of the sixth. Right fielder, number 12.
Six, seven, and eight hole hitters are due up for the Lady Cats here in the top of the sixth inning as Faith Cantwell steps up to the plate 0 for 2. She's grounded out to short and the pitcher in both plate appearances. Glazeman toes the rubber. Leans in and asks for the signs again from the catcher, Reamer. Delivers the first pitch. Swung on and missed.
Got her to chase one.
And there seems to be... Was there an illegal pitch called? Coach Zorn has come out to talk things over. The umpire, before the pitch even made it to the plate, he extended his left arm out to the left, and that's not how he's been calling balls and strikes, or strikes for that matter. He sticks his right arm into the air, and he does it late. So the count is 1-0. It looked like a good pitch, but something, the umpire said, hey, that was an illegal pitch.
Do you think when she did with both of her hands...
There's a strike.
Redo it that by her taking her hand off the ball out of the glove.
Maybe.
Made it a legal pitch, probably.
Maybe. Counts even at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Changeup misses outside. The count moves to 2-1. Six nothing your score. Weimer on top. Here late in the ballgame. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. The count will level up at 2-2. Wind still blowing here in Waller.
Top of the sixth. 6-0. Weimer.
2-2 pitch. Misses upstairs. The count moves full. Cantwell, the right fielder, steps back in, a right-handed batter. The 3-2 on its way. Swung on, hit towards center. It'll drop in right center field, and that will be a base hit to lead off the top of the sixth inning for the Weimer Lady Cats. Runner on first, nobody out.
Now batting the third baseman.
Zariah Sims steps up to the plate.
Zariah Sims.
She's 0-for-2 officially on the game, but she's reached twice in this game, both on errors. First pitch, swung on, hit towards center. Center fielder coming in, now backing on it. Reaches up and makes the grab for out number one.
Hey, that was a pretty good little poke, but right at Amaya.
Tyriana Rhodes steps up to the plate. She's 0-for-2 on the game. Hit by a pitch and struck out.
Tyriana Rhodes.
Rhodes, a right-handed batter, steps in with the runner on first and one out. A 6-0 ball game that Weimer leads. First pitch. Taken for a ball. Going to guess that was a little low. Stepping back in. Blaisman toes the rubber and delivers the 1-0 pitch.
Atta girl.
Catches the inside corner and the count evens up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses inside as Rhodes has to scoot back out of the way of that one. Count moves to 2-1. In the bottom of the sixth inning coming up, Burton will have the 2, 3, and 4 hole hitters coming up. So a good chance to get back into this game at that point. 2-1 pitch, misses outside, the count moves to 3-1.
We need a double play right here again, girls.
Runner at first, one out. That double play Daryl just mentioned would end the inning. The 3-1 on its way from Glazeman. Swung on, skied into left field. Left fielder coming in, gloves it, makes the catch. And the runner will retreat back to first base. Two away here in the top of the sixth inning. A leadoff single by Cantwell, still over there at first
now
base.
Batting number one, Alize Moreno.
Alize Moreno digs in. She's officially 0-for-2 on the game, but she reached on an error and came around to score in the third inning. First pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. And Glazeman gets ahead. No balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch swung on, hit towards short. Shortstop fields it off, throws to second, and the out is made. And so Moreno is safe on the fielder's choice, but out at second is Cantwell. But that does end the top of the sixth inning. No runs for the Lady Cats on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning with Burton coming to the plate, trailing 6-0 to Weimer. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agent. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
The Lady Panthers are down to their last six outs, as stepping up to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth inning is Natalie Hody. Your score, 6-0, Weimer on top. First pitch is swung at, hit towards center field, coming in and makes the catch as that ball just held up a little too long. And there's a one away here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Natalie hit that right on the nose and just right at the center fielder.
Maya Williams will step up to the plate. She's 1-for-2 on the game. She singled back in the first inning and was stranded at third base.
Maya Williams.
Williams, a right-handed batter, plays center field for the Burton Lady Panthers. Nobody on, one out. Smith delivers the first pitch. Misses upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes, one out. Again, nobody on. Smith trying to protect this 6-0 lead that Weimer has.
That's going
to
drop.
Swung on and hit toward the gap, and it will drop. A base hit for Amaya Williams, her second single of the game. A one-out base runner for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Now
cleanup hitter
16,
Lexi Brazier stepping up to the plate. Brazier 1-for-2 on the game. She singled in the first inning and was left stranded at second base.
See if that little base hit right there can get us going with something.
Smith for Weimer, rocks and delivers, and swinging and fouling it off is Brazier. Down to the count 0-1. Brazier will step back into the batter's box. In last night's game, Burton in the sixth inning managed to scrape across three runs. The 0-1 pitch hit towards second. It'll drop in front of the second baseman, field it, and thrown away. And chasing the runner back to first, safe, is Lexi Brazier, as there was no play at, or there was a play at first base. It got past the first baseman.
Number four, Paige
Lexi
Smith.
Made a turn to
then,
the
yeah,
inside.
She turned to the inside, and the crowd for Weimer started yelling, "Tagger, tagger, tagger."
Yep.
But she made it back in. But the runner at second is out. And so there's still a runner at first with two outs. And Brazier reaches on the fielder's choice. First pitch to Paige Fritz is swung on and missed. Fritz looking for something big there, but coming up empty. She's 0-for-2 on the game. She's grounded out to second and grounded out to third. Again, in last night's game, she had two doubles. The 0-1 swung on and skied into shallow short. Shortstop moves toward third and makes the catch for out number three, leaving that runner stranded at first base. Burton Lady Panthers now down to their final three outs as they score no runs on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We move to the top of the seventh inning. The Weimer Lady Cats looking to add some insurance runs, leading 6-0. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
The top of the seventh inning with your score 6-0. Weimer leads. First batter shows bunt, hits it towards short. Shortstop comes in, Fields throws, not in time, as the leadoff hitter Tate Griffin pushes a bunt towards short and reaches on the infield hit.
Now that is second baseman number 8, MJ Griffin.
MJ Griffin will step up with nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. With a runner on first and your score again 6-0, Weimer leading here in the late innings. Weimer looking to add some insurance runs here in the top of the seventh inning, as the do or die bottom of the seventh will be coming up for Burton. The season on the line here. Stepping back into the batter's box, MJ Griffin. 3-for-3 on the game, 3 singles.
This young lady's a freshman.
First pitch, swung on, hit foul and out of play.
That's her sister on first, and I think the announcer from Weimer said she's a junior, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wind's kind of died down, but still you can hear it every once in a while. The 0-1 pitch, runner goes on an attempted bunt, and it's fouled out of play, so everyone will return. Down on the count, no balls and 2 strikes is MJ Griffin. Again, 3 singles on tonight's game. She's come around to score twice.
Let's go, Bailey.
Glazeman toes the rubber, leans in, and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back, staying alive, just getting a piece. Reaching out at that one. Runner at first, nobody out. Bunt being shown on an 0-2 pitch. Glazeman leans in. Bat pulled back, pitch, and swung on a pitch. Throw down to second, and the tag is out. Strike him out, throw him out. Double play. Gets 2 quick outs here to begin the seventh inning. So a big-time play by Reagan Raymer, and I believe that's the shortstop, right?
Huntsman.
Yeah, Huntsman. Yep. Aaron Huntsman making the tag, getting 2 outs on one play on the twin killing. So now nobody on and 2 outs, and Sam Rangel stepping up to the plate. Right-handed batter, first pitch, swung on, hit on the line toward right field.
That girl.
Reaches up and makes the grab for out number 3. And that ends the top of the seventh inning. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning with your score 6-0. Weimer leading over Burton. Burton down to their last 3 outs. We'll be back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
It all comes down to this here in Waller. Weimer leading 6-0 in game two of this best two out of three series. They won game one last night by a final score of 7-3, and they look to close out the series by getting three outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Burton has a lot of work to do. 6-0 your score. They need six runs to keep this game going and seven to win it. It's the bottom of the seventh inning, the do-or-die inning. They've got to get seven runs to win this game, six to keep it going, and possibly force a game three tomorrow as Bailey Glazeman steps up to the plate. The first pitch to her hits her on the elbow, and Burton is cooking here early as the leadoff base runner is on.
Now batting third baseman, number 14.
Lacey Brazier steps up to the plate, 0 for 2 on the game, right-handed batter. Awaits Taylor Smith's pitch. Nobody out, runner on first. The pitch misses outside for ball one.
See if we can get lucky and she get rattled one time tonight.
Just takes one pitch. One ball, no strikes, nobody out, a runner on first. Smith toes the rubber, leans in, delivers the 1-0. Swung on, hit high, shortstop moving over toward third, will reach up and make the catch for out number one. Aaron Huntsman will step in now for the Lady Panthers.
Now batting the shortstop, number 15, Aaron Huntsman.
Huntsman, a junior, reached in her last plate appearance after being hit by the pitch. Running on first, one out. 6-0 your score. Weimer leading here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The first pitch misses down low, scooped up by the catcher. Count moves to 1-0. Weimer two outs away from advancing on in the playoffs as Shiner currently awaits the winner of this series. The 1-0 pitch catches the inside corner for a strike. Counts even up at 1-1.
Let's go, Aaron.
Again, Burton needs six runs to keep this game going here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seven runs will win it. The 1-1 misses up, and the count moves to 2-1. Huntsman steps out, takes the practice hack, and steps back in. Complete darkness here in Waller now, as this game is about an hour and 45 minutes old. The 2-1, just getting a piece of it and fouling it off over to the third base side. Count levels up at 2-2. On deck for Burton, Jennifer Lopez. She's officially 0 for 1. But right now, Huntsman steps in with a 2-2 count. Smith leans in and delivers the 2-2. Swung on and missed. And Burton is down to their final out. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jennifer Lopez will step up to the plate. 0 for 1. She was hit by a pitch
now
back in the third inning. There's a runner at first.
Jennifer Lopez.
For Burton in Bailey Glazeman. The season comes down to this for Burton. 6-0 your score in this game two of the best two out of three series. First pitch taken for a strike on the inside corner by Lopez.
J-Lo, a senior.
Smith looks toward the dugouts. Gets the sign, checks her wrist tape. Stows the rubber and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled over to the right side. And Burton now down to their last strike. The Weimer faithful, they can taste victory. Burton on the edge of their seats. No balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner on first. The pitch swung on, hit down the line, and foul. Lopez staying alive here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Again, 6-0 your score. Weimer on top.
Keep battling, J-Lo.
Smith toes the rubber, delivers the 0-2. Changeup catches the zone, and that is a strikeout to end the game as Lopez goes down looking. The Burton Lady Panthers season comes to a close as they fall to Weimer in game two of this best 2-3 series by a final score of 6-0. They lose the series 2-0. We're going to go back to the studios. When we come back, we will have our post-game show. Once again, your final score, Weimer 6, Burton 0. We're back after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
This season, the eggs aren't the only thing cracking. So are the bats. Kiki's Egg Farm is proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers softball team. Just like their eggs, these girls are grade A, full of power, teamwork, and heart. They're cheering loud from the coop to the stands. Swing big, run fast, and scramble the competition. Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs can be found in finer stores and supermarkets. Good luck to number 4, Paige Fritsch, and the Lady Panthers softball team. Go Big Red!
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And congratulations to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens, and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all their hard work. Stay current on events by liking the Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Here in Waller, we have a somber scene on the Burton side of things, while jubilation on the Weimer side, as Weimer has taken this series 2-1 by defeating the Burton Lady Panthers here tonight 6-0. And of course, they won last night 7-3 in game one. So the series is swept by the Weimer Lady Cats. Quick rundown of the totals. In the fifth inning is where everything broke apart for Burton. Weimer capitalized on a couple of errors, hit batters, walks, and managed to score 5 runs and chase starting pitcher Lexi Brazier for Burton out of the game. Bailey Glazeman would come in and limit the damage at that point. It was 5-0 after 3. It would remain that way until the fifth inning, when Weimer would tack on another run after a leadoff single and a few miscues by the Burton Lady Panthers. making it 6-0, and Burton just couldn't get anything going all throughout the game as Taylor Smith for the Weimer Lady Cats dominated both last night and tonight in two totally different ways. Last night it was all strikeouts. Tonight she only had, I believe, four, and two of those coming in. She had five, actually. Two of those coming in the bottom of the seventh inning. But again, your final score, 6-0. Weimer gets the victory. Your totals for tonight, Weimer scored 6 runs on 6 hits. They committed 0 errors and left 3 on base, while Burton scored no runs on 3 hits. They committed 5 errors and left 6 on base. Darrell, a spectacular season for the Burton Lady Panthers. However, last night, 4 errors. Tonight, 5 errors. And they just couldn't, they didn't have an answer for Taylor Smith.
No, neither night, really. You know, we had our chance in the first inning tonight to get things going, get momentum going our way, and we couldn't scratch a run. Then the wheels kind of fell off and then just kind of got flat. But my hat's off to that young lady in the circle. And softball is a game of pitching. It starts in that circle. You're 100% right. Last night she wore us out on the outside corner. Coach Zorn and our team adjusted by getting up on top of the plate. Tonight, she wore us out on the inside, popping up, hitting off the handle. Just couldn't barrel anything up. But tremendous season. Hats off to them. Our girls, the seniors, Bailey, Reagan, Kelsey, J-Lo, you know, this last time they're going to put the red and white on. But they'll always be Lady Panthers. They've gave us a lot to cheer about over these 4 years. Great young ladies. Reagan's heading to A&M. She's going to be salutatorian. Bailey's heading to play college ball. You know, it's just, I can't say enough about these girls of how they represent Burton so well. And the whole team, you know, we're young, with, you know, the 3 freshmen that are starting. They got a taste of playoff ball. The juniors now, they're going to be seniors. It's going to be their last hurrah this next year. And that starts right now. We're getting ready to look for volleyball. First cheering on our Burton boys. Going to hope that they can keep on rolling, and winning there. So proud for Coach Taylor and them. Now we focus there, but the season has come to an end here. Tremendous young ladies. Just wish the best for the seniors and all of them, because they got a special place in Darrell's heart. As far as girls that my daughter started coaching her first year that she got the coach, they'll all always be special to us. Katie's here with my little grandbaby standing down there. I can't wait to go give me a hug there. I know she's going to do that for Reagan and Bailey and the girl, all the girls down there. And, you know, caring about your kids is what it's all about. Playing this game is part of life. Growing with your friends, making friends in a lifetime experience. You know, we all hate to lose. You know, I get sick and tired of participation trophies because it teaches you it doesn't matter if you win, you're still going to get something for it. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to teach kids when they start experience that when they're little, that killer instinct is what I call it, that you got to hate to lose. There's a bunch of them out there that are probably crying and sad. There's a bunch of parents in the stand and grandparents and friends that are waiting for them to come and give them big hugs. That's what we're supposed to do. Love those girls. Coaches did a tremendous job. Community, how they supported us tonight, unbelievable. Now we're going to get behind the boys, like I said, and let's hope that they can roll on.
Yeah, the Burton boys, as you just said, they did win their doubleheader yesterday. The first game, they won 5-1 against Harper, and then they played immediately afterwards. winning that game in five innings, 12-2, taking that series against Harper. And so that matchup, who'd you say they were planning to play?
It's going to be Flatonia or Freer.
Yeah, Flatonia or Freer. Haven't heard a score on their game. They were supposed to play a doubleheader tonight as well, supposedly at Sinton High School. First game was at 5, second game was at 7:30. So they may be getting close to wrapping up those two games, but I do not have a final score on either one of those games as of yet. But nevertheless, the Burton Lady Panthers softball season has come to an end as they fall here tonight 6-0 in game two of this best 2-out-of-3 series, losing the series 2-0 to Weimer. We'll be back with more of our post-game show after we hear these messages from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spieth-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Lady Panther softball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep the trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Back here in Waller, here on KWHI, we just saw the Burton Lady Panthers fall to the Weimer Lady Cats by a final score of 6-0, ending the Lady Panthers season. A great season it was. The Lady Panthers, they won district outright. They had a undefeated season in district play, 21-6 on the season. In the end, after losing these two games to Weimer, as Weimer improves to 19-9 on the season. So again, Burton, their softball season is over. Again, the Burton boys, they are looking to face the winner of Flatonia or Freer, as that game was taking place currently. Both, they had two games today, but we don't have an update on that score just yet for either game. And if they have a necessary game three tomorrow at 3, which would also be uncertain if necessary. But again, Burton Lady Panthers, they fall here tonight. Quick recap of some of the stats for tonight's game. For the Lady Cats of Weimer, Tate Griffin was 1-4-3 with a walk and an infield hit. Her sister, MJ Griffin, was 3-for-4 with three singles. Taylor Smith, 1-for-2. And Faith Cantwell was 1-for-2. And that was all six hits for the Weimer Lady Cats. For the Burton Lady Panthers, only three hits on the game. You had Amaya Williams going 2-for-3 and Lexi Brazier going 1-for-3 on the game. And so, again, your final score, 6-0, Weimer taking the victory and eliminating the Lady Panthers from the playoffs. Daryl, anything else you want to add here before we go back for one more commercial break?
You know, I just can't say enough of how proud I am of this group of girls. Future's bright all the way through our school with the athletic program coming up. The new building and stuff is really taking progress right now that everything's moving forward. But just very proud of them. Thank God got to do their games. You know, they represented us very well. And I know it's hard over there. Been there as a dad. You know, it's not much you can tell your daughter when they lose their last game and stuff of the year, except for, look, gave it all you had. We got beat by a better team, no doubt in my mind. That is one fundamentally sound team right there. I would not bet against them against anybody in everything. They do everything right. They make all the routine plays. Starting again in a circle and in a small ball. When you can put that much pressure on the fielders with the speed they have at the top, that's, to me, what softball is, you know. And sounding like a smart aleck, never won a game when I didn't score a run.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Unfortunately, Burton shut out here tonight. As their season comes to an end, losing this series 2-0 last night. The final score, 7-3, Weimer getting the victory. And then here tonight, Weimer sweeping the series 6-0 here tonight. We're going to go back to the station one more time. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. We'll be back here on KWHI. Again, your final score, 6-0, Flatonia ends Burton's season. We're back after this.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Oh no, my toilet's not flushing. What do I do?
Hey, call Bobby with Royal Flush Plumbing, your friendly local plumber.
Okay, what's his number?
979-551-3358.
Okay.
Royal Flush Plumbing, this is Bobby.
Hi, my toilet's not flushing. Can you help me? It's an emergency. I have family coming over.
Where are you located?
Burton area.
Okay, I'll be there in the next 30 minutes.
Thank you, Bobby.
My name is Bobby Garza, owner of Royal Flush Plumbing and Burton High School class of 2001. Call me at 979-551-3358. I'm ready to help with all your plumbing needs. Go Lady Panthers, RMP 44823.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
You have the right to choose where you receive your care. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic, they feature an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan. tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
Back here in Waller, we are wrapping things up here. Daryl Kiki to my left. I'm Alex Mearns. We've just witnessed the end of the season for the Burton Lady Panthers as they fall 2-0 in this series. Weimer getting the victory and moving on to face Shiner in the next round of the playoffs. Game one last night, Weimer won 7-3, and here tonight, 6-0, shutting out the Lady Panthers. The Lady Panthers season again coming to a disappointing end. But that doesn't mean Burton fans aren't out of the playoffs. Burton fans have boys baseball still to look forward to, as the Burton boys, they won in a doubleheader yesterday, winning game one 5-1, and then game two by a final score of 12-2 in five innings against Harper. They move on in the playoffs. They will face either Flatonia or Freer. We will let you know here on KWHI once we find out when and where that game will be and who Burton will be playing. And I'm pretty sure you will be doing that game for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And stuff. You know, Flatonia all year has been a solid team. If I had a bet, I'm going to bet it's going to be Flatonia. And we kind of owe them and stuff. You know, they, over the football years, they kind of had their way with us for a while, and it's time now for a little payback. And we have two sophomore pitchers that are tremendous. We have a right-hander, Witt, who usually pitches the first game, and then Yeager's a left-hander who throws the second game. And young men can throw the ball. So when they get up on the bump, it's pretty much you're going to be in the game. And if our guys can just hit the ball and make the fundamental plays, got a good shot to being okay.
Well, yep, we'll be looking forward to the Burton baseball boys coming up next weekend, again, against either Flatonia or Freer. Once again, we will let you know once we know when and where that game will be and which team Burton will be facing. But, of course, here tonight, a different story. The Burton Lady Panthers, their district championship season has come to an end with the loss to Weimer here tonight. Your final score in tonight's game, 6-0, Weimer taking the victory and taking the series 2-0. I want to thank Mallory back at the station for pushing the buttons and turning the knobs. And I want to thank Daryl Kiki to my left for helping me through this broadcast. I'm Alex Mearns. Again, your final score, 6-0. Weimer defeats Burton. Good night, everybody.
Play ball!
Tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game was made possible by Tradewinds Physical Therapy, Congenera Tiles, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Kiki Egg Farm, Larry Poppy Construction, Burnham Collision Center, Royal Flush Plumbing, Dahman & Associates, Cody Farms, Mattress Guys, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Flynn College, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Daryl Kiki, Katie, and Trent, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Silverman Construction, Helger Toyota, J&J Packing,
Play ball!
First Baptist Church in Burnham, Washington Animal Clinic, Sandro Arbor Care, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.